back on the podcast, and I have an amazing sweet soul on the airwaves with me today. He's a myofascial release therapist and has helped myself with my own healing. Brian Hoppe, welcome onto the podcast.
Hey, good to be here. Thanks, Corey.
Good to have you on. Been very excited to have you on. How are you feeling? What's going on?
I'm feeling good. It's been a good day today, so I'm looking forward to having a little conversation here today. And
yeah,
yourself?
Yeah, absolutely. It's exciting for me to have everyone learn about the myofascial release and the stuff that we've been doing together, because it's important for healing for anybody that has gone through certain stuff in their lives. And I really want to start off by just asking, you know, how did you get into everything, you know, with your journey? What inspired this whole role of taking on the physical therapy and all that?
I've been a physical therapist for about 38 years now and have my own injuries and traumas. And about 1997, I was looking, trying to find some different things to connect not only with myself, but with my patients. And I'd seen, you know, myofascial release advertised, and I didn't really think it was for me. And I was going to go to a seminar that I was going to have to drive a bit for all the way down to San Diego. And I lived in Long Beach, and it got canceled. But the same weekend, there was another myofascial release course in Long Beach by John Barnes's group. And I was a little concerned about going with them because they touched on some different things than I was used to in my really strict and rigid upbringing that I had had. So I went in the class, back row, arms folded, but within the first few minutes or first couple hours of the class, I was leaning forward and I said, this stuff really makes a lot of sense. So I really got cued into it about 1997 and just have been rolling with it ever since.
That's amazing. Yeah, it kind of inspires, like myself. I even wanted to try doing it, you know, with your past experiences, right? With what you've gone through and your upbringing.
Yeah. I mean, you want to know about my upbringing?
Well, you could, I mean, as deep as you want to go, but I think it's, you can if you want, but
yeah,
it's more,
more
about the statement of, yeah, what inspires it.
I was raised by my parents, but my dad was a math teacher, a football coach, and an ex-Marine. So everything was, you know, X's and O's, right and wrong, all that type of stuff. But the more I got into physical, and that's how I treated physical therapy in my first 10 years. It's, you know, okay, this is the problem. This is how you fix it. But then I started to realize that, you know, there was more to just these simple answers, that there was many layers of healing that could occur. So your mind and your body and your spirit has to all come together. And so that's what I really found in myofascial release, was that I could bring these things together, those parts of me that I really never wanted to address before. So I had in my own journey before I could start in other people's journey. So that's really what I found was so unique. You know, in my first class, you know, there were some people who were having some emotional releases, and I'm like, wow, them. But then the first time I had one myself, I'm like, oh, what's wrong with me for not wanting to do that? Because, you know, you're just denying a certain part of your body or your certain part of your being. And you have to be able to acknowledge and bring forth all aspects of your being. If you have something in the shadows, then you're really not healing. So bringing everything to the front is a much better way to heal.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. It's tough for some people, especially if we're not used to it. And as a man in general too, right?
Yeah, we're taught not to cry. We're not supposed to emote in public. You know, we can be mad or something and throw a temper tantrum. But as far as really addressing some things that, you know, maybe causing some of these reactions, that's another story. But, you know, I think when we're allowed to do that in a safe space, some pretty cool things happen.
Totally agree with you. And that's what you've given me. You know, I got to say, you're one of the safest people I've been around. You're giving me the safe space to express myself, man. I got to say that.
Well, you know, I'm grateful to be able to do that, because that's really the main thing that we say is we never try to force anybody with myofascial release. You know, some things may be, you know, physically uncomfortable, but, you know, our job is really to hold a space for you and to encourage, you know, whoever we're working with to be able to touch those deeper layers and to be patient enough to allow that to occur versus trying to force something to happen. And so whatever happens in your journey is your journey. And so I'm not there to judge it or, you know, look at it anyway. I just have to hold a safe space for you and let you do your thing.
Totally agree. Yeah, it's amazing. And that's the thing is like when we may be used to being judged by showing emotion, feeling, it can be scary to do, right? But ever since I came to you, I felt like I could let off the brakes, as you've always told me that I could do in these sessions of crying, right? And releasing these emotions and this energy. And that's what I noticed with you is that you're so in touch with energy and the body. And it's fascinating to me how intuitive you are with that.
It's something that, I would have never guessed for myself, 20 whatever years ago when I started this part of my journey, but it's just sort of become second nature to me to, if I take the time to center myself and ground myself and then hold that space for somebody else, then, it's where the greatest things happen. So having that patience to be able to do that is something I guess I've sort of cultivated, hopefully it carries over in the rest of my life, but would have to ask my wife and kids whether that's true or not, but we'll see.
No, it's, I mean, one thing I tell people when I send people to you, I say he's the most gentle guy. Like you're gonna feel so comfortable with them, and I think that's what you probably give to your family, and that's they feel so comforted and safe at home with you, I'm sure.
Hopefully, again, it's allowing that space for people to do whatever they need to do. It's okay to be angry. It's okay to be sad. It's okay to have all these feelings. It's when we get stuck in any one of them and we just keep replaying that cycle over and over, then it gets embedded in our body and suddenly we have neck or shoulder pain and we don't know where it comes from. And so allowing those to come up, I've noticed over the years that, some people will come in and they think they have a little bit more of an emotional problem and some will come in with a little bit more of what they think is a physical problem, but they all end up coming in and realizing that they have both. And when they say, oh, they let out this emotional release no matter what it is, it's, oh, and maybe I didn't even work on their shoulder, maybe I was working on their leg or their hip, and they go, that pain in my shoulder is gone ever since I did that. So we bury things in places that we don't even recognize sometimes.
Yeah, I totally agree. Yeah, totally understand that. You know what I'd love to do now is to really get into what a myofascial release is for everyone that's listening that may not be familiar with it. I'd love to dive deeper in, what you do with it and how it helps people.
Okay, there's in the John Barnes method of myofascial release, there's actually three components. There's a more structural component where we kind of, it's the structural part is we find what's called the depth barrier. So let's say I put my hands on somebody and I'll sink into their body and just kind of feel the resistance under my hands. So I'm not trying to push through their body, I'm just trying to push to their body. So I'm meeting them in whatever space they're at. And then if I have my hands, let's say on the top of your thigh, and I sink into your thigh, and then I'll start to separate my hands, but not sliding on your skin. So I'm trying to stay connected with your essence, not necessarily your thigh or your quad. He goes, are you on my quadriceps? I don't care what I'm on. I'm touching you. And so that barrier. And with myofascial release, it takes about a minute and a half to 2 minutes before anything starts to happen. It's this body's has this sort of innate, sensitivity to it that it takes time for this fascia to finally start releasing and to letting go. And then as it does, I just follow wherever that goes within your thigh. And then as we have contact with you, then, I might get this intuition that, oh, hey, I feel this in your thigh pulling into your shoulder. So then I may go up and do the same type of thing on your shoulder. And wherever I'm sort of led, then we keep releasing those different structural components. And then a second component would be what we call rebounding. And the rebounding is more the fluidity of your body. We're all 70% fluid. And so we start like a rocking motion, trying to find where you're fluid in your body. And we can actually use it as a sort of a diagnosis. If I'm rocking, your whole body's just waving away, but your right leg is just stiff as a board. Okay, so what's that holding pattern in your right leg? So it gives me another place to go work on. Then I can directly rebound that or do some of that first technique. So those are two of the three components. And the other one is the what we call unwinding, where you're body will just sort of naturally start to move on its own. Sometimes it's regional, just in a section, and other times it's your full body. And so when I first saw that, that was really eye-opening to me, that I could work on somebody's leg and their head would move, and then their arm would move, and we start to notice that full body connection where you move into these positions in space where old trauma may have occurred.
Yeah, that's pretty wild. Honestly, I think it, like it going back to that, you are so in tune with where the energy travels in the body without, I don't even have to tell you and you'll know where to go. With the fascia, that's where all the stored trauma, the emotion, energy is in the deep tissue. I'd love for you to like dive deeper into that with the fascia.
Yeah, the term myofascial system or myofascial release, fascia is the connective tissue. Myo means muscle. So when we work on somebody, we say we don't really work on a muscle, we work on the fascia. So the fascia surrounds our whole body, every muscle bundle, every muscle fiber, every cell, every nerve, every blood vessel, every organ is all suspended and encased in this fascia. And not to be gross, but if you've ever taken the skin off a chicken breast and you find that white stringy stuff that you can never find the end of, that's actually fascia. And the reason you can't find an end of it is there is no end. So that fascial restriction that may be in your thigh, again, may pull into your shoulder. So we never really know how this all twists inside of us. And that fascia, if you've ever had an anatomy class, you think of it as that white stringy stuff or in the chicken. But what it actually is fluid-filled tubules that slide on each other. So it's almost like a fiber optical system that they can all talk to each other, throughout your body instantaneously, actually faster than the actual nervous system. So when that area does get stuck, that's when it starts to cause problems with the emotions being stuck, or just whether it's a physical, emotional, or any other type of trauma. That's why we need to open that system up to let this communication happen again.
Yeah, it's so incredible to be a part of that experience with you. I noticed when you do it on me, where you start at the abdomen, my stomach, it would move up in tiers. So it would start from the stomach to my chest to my throat, and then I would release by crying, and you'd follow it, and then you'd check in with me and ask, where is it? How do you feel? Where's the placement? And even if you didn't ask, you know where it is. It's truly incredible how that all works. And at the end, when it comes up, it's crying, it's releasing it. And for me, when it would come up to where the end was, I'd go back to those traumatic events and I'd let it out and I'd release it. It's pretty fascinating, incredible.
Yeah, it is. And we never know where, you say yours goes up from your belly and then up to your throat and you cry. Well, some people may go the other way around. They'll start with, some tearing, and then they'll feel their gut knot up. And, so it's a two-way system, but it goes each and every direction. And so everybody's response is different. I have patients, that cry a lot. I have patients who scream. Some will pound the table. It runs the whole gamut of. So there's not one particular. It kind of depends on where your body's gotten stuck, and people will fluctuate from session to session, or even within a session, you'll see multiple things. It's a whole roller coaster ride sometimes.
Yeah, it could be a little intense for some people, and as as you know, I mean,
Yeah, for sure.
yeah, as I've gotten to know you, I felt more and more comfortable crying in front of you, and like you'd always tell me, hey, you can let off the brakes, let it out, it's okay, and to know that I wasn't judged and I was safe and it didn't affect you if I did let out emotion, that really allowed me to really push through. To release a lot of it. And we have released a lot of it over time.
Yeah, and one thing people think is, that they have either talked about this trauma from before, or they have cried about it before. But until you kind of bring everything together, when you're feeling it in your body and you're feeling that emotion at the same time, and you let the sound out at the same time, then more things happen. But some people think, okay, well, I had this emotional release in, in therapy, and so I'm done. Well, it's kind of like layers of an onion. You peel off one layer, and oh, there's another layer just a little bit deeper, and you peel off another, oh, there's another layer just a little bit deeper. And so it's not just this instantaneous thing. It's like with everything else, there's layers, and there's time that it takes to, depending on how long it's been there or how big a trauma it is, it can take a few sessions to really down to where you think you needed to be. But, you know, even me doing it, you know, 20 whatever years, I still get big releases and I still find different things and we get new traumas that get put on top of them. So it's not a one-time event, but it's definitely a positive form of healing as far as I'm concerned.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's like a layer, yeah, layers, like an onion. You're right about that. What's the most satisfying part of the gig? What's the most satisfying part of all of the space for these people that release these traumas?
You know, it's, you know, when I look at it, it is satisfying. And so I'd be lying if I say it wasn't. But then I always have to take a step back and realize that it's not my journey. I'm really not the one who's, you know, providing the power or the energy behind this. Is, you know, for me, it comes from a higher source. And so, you know, acknowledging that higher source and where this is really coming into play and allowing that connection to happen between the patient and their higher source. And, you know, it doesn't matter what background you come from, you know, whether, you know, whether it's a religious background or just a spiritual background or whatever, people find a connection with this. And so to sit back and help somebody connect with that and then watch them feel better and, you know, see them come in. And even though they may have been had a real, what looks like traumatic session, you know, they're crying or, you know, they're upset or whatever. But most of the time they do all this and they give you a hug on the way out. There's a big smile on their face. Their whole body looks softer. So to watch somebody be ready to embrace the rest of their day or the next day by being a little softer, by having gotten some of this burden off their shoulder, that's very gratifying to be just a small part of.
I love that. Yeah. And I'm one of those guys that hugs you at the end of this.
Yeah. Session. Hugs are great, man. Hugs are great.
They make a difference. You know,
they are underrated, man.
Totally. Totally. You know, one thing I noticed though, when I first started with you is my body was really tense on the table and you noticed that. And I think a lot of people don't realize how tense they are from the experiences they've gone through. And mm-hmm. over time, I think I've allowed my body to just be, as you'd work on my body. Do you see that pretty often with people that come in? Is it, you know, with how they gradually kind of open up, if you will?
Definitely. You know, you can look at different people's postures all over the place. You know, a lot of people will walk around with their shoulders forward or, you know, scowl between their forehead or whatever. And, you know, we all have these different bracing patterns. And you know, so we'll lie down on the table. And particularly if, you know, you come into the session, you've had a bad day or you've got some pains going on in your body, you're going to be a little on guard and sort of bracing. You know, that's just sort of our natural tendency. You know, we look into the sun and we squint. We're always, you know, sort of this prepared state. But what does happen when you're on the table and you decide to let go and, okay, well, I'm not going to just sit here and be passive. I'm going to be receptive to whatever's going on and feel what's in my body. You will feel your body sort of get heavy and melt into the table and start relaxing. But then, you know, you may find another place gets tense. And that's okay. You know, the one problem some patients will have is they'll start to feel a shoulder get really tense and they'll want to shake it down. And for me, that shoulder being tense is just saying, okay, I need some attention. I need some work. I need some other things going on. So if you tell it to just relax again, you just told it to be quiet. And, you know, to one more time, somebody's told you to not talk. So let the body part talk. If that part is getting tight, okay, we'll mention it and then we'll go work on it.
Yeah, it's letting it flow, right?
Yeah.
Let it all flow. No, it's truly incredible. And you said you've experienced it, you know, after doing many sessions for yourself, have you seen a difference in your own body after releasing a lot of energy?
Definitely. You know, again, we have different traumas that we go through throughout our whole life. You know, there's different things, you know, to dive deeper into my own story, you know, as I told you, you know, my upbringing and everything. And when I first started getting this done to myself, it was a lot of structural work and, you know, I'd get a few unwindings and things, but I actually had a cardiovasospasm, stress-induced heart attack when I was 46. And I'd already been doing myofascial for a few years and really understood the premise behind it, but I was still ignoring part of all those things in my own body and not listening to those little messages. So shortly after my cardiovasospasm, I went to Sedona and got worked on at John's Clinic in Sedona 3 times a day for a week. And I felt so defeated my first day when I walked in there. But when I walked out, there's actually picture, my wife did some before and after shots, you know, where I just looked totally defeated. And I walked out of there knowing that, okay, I need to address my heart, not so much my structural heart, but my heart. And by working on my heart and opening up myself and being willing to receive that much treatment, really took me down another layer into my journey as a therapist and being able to connect with people better. And so there's these different layers that come up, you know? And so that was one layer. And then again, you know, other stuff happens. But that was the biggest thing for me to notice, that even after doing it 9 years, I went in and had this intensive program done. And I noticed, okay, man, I've been holding a lot more than I thought. And we just need to take the time to look at ourselves every now and then and be willing to self-treat and or get somebody to treat you regularly. We're supposed to all get treated regularly because we can't manage it all.
Yeah, that's incredible. Thank you for opening up about that. And that's the thing is like, we're not all perfect. And I think some may not wanna admit to it, but I mean it's important to take care of ourselves. You know, it is. It's our bodies are our temple, you know,
Yeah,
and go ahead.
definitely. We have, and you know, we all know that we have to sleep every day, and we all know we eat 3 times a day, but then we don't do all some of the other self-care things that you've obviously done for yourself, you know, and being willing to come, you know, to my house and other things that you do for yourself. But we have to take care of all those aspects of ourselves, because if we ignore one, we just get shifted more and more out of balance till it, you know, I have a friend that always says, if you listen to it whisper, you don't have to listen to it scream. So, you know, we got to pay attention more to those little whispers and give ourselves a little love and some self-treatment and some self-care in any number of ways every day.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I think a lot of us, and even myself, is sometimes I focus too much on the destination rather than the journey of it, you know? So it's important to embrace it. Go ahead.
No, you were fine. Just, yeah, it is a journey. You know, life isn't an event. You know, it's maybe a bunch of little events all put together, but it's a journey, and you don't really know where it's all going and everything. And you know, so you got to be willing to take a turn, and then if you get too far, what you think is off course, you know, find a way to nudge yourself back. But it is definitely a journey, not just one event or just something looking at the end, you know, that end result. You know, it's not the thing for me.
Right. And I was going to ask you another question. You take care of so many people. You deal with certain energies and emotions and releases. How do you take care of yourself outside of that to fill your own cup up, to be able to give back? I really want to know. I didn't ask you this.
Yeah, it's, you know, again, it goes back to that self-care. You know, I like everybody else, probably don't treat myself enough, you know, but I take time to just do regular stretches every day, but I also do myofascial stretches every day with those more prolonged stretches so I can get into those deeper areas. I love being out in nature, so anything where I can hear a bird and see the sky and, you know, watch the water move, you know, that's one way that I connect with the source. And you know, but I take time to pray a little bit every day. You know, I say a prayer every morning before I start work. I say a prayer for myself and for my patients, and that, you know, so part of that is all for me, all part of taking care of myself. So I try not to push too much while I'm with somebody, and I have to remember that it's their journey, so I'm not, you know, draining my own natural energy, but I do try to find other ways to charge up in the process too.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Yeah, nature's so important to connect to. Being in the sun, connect. It's just the simple things, right? Out there to see,
Yeah,
right?
simple things, but yeah, 5 minutes laying on my back deck, you know, listen to the birds, and you know, maybe turn a fountain on so I hear the water rolling too. Then, you know, that is just rejuvenating for me. It really helps out a bunch.
Absolutely. Well, on the way down to the end of this episode, I like to gift you to my listeners. So if there's anyone in Orange County or anyone visiting California, I'd love them to be able to email you if they wanted to try out a session. Would that be okay?
Absolutely.
Okay.
So, yeah, my email address is phase3pt at sbcglobal.net, and they can also use my phone number.
Perfect. Well, I'll put your email in the description of this episode on Spotify and Apple and all over so that they can reach you
Awesome.
on there. Okay.
Appreciate that.
Well, I want to end the episode by thanking you for myself and my healing. It was divinely guided. I really think my sister guided me to you in spirit. You're one of my people. And yeah, you've helped me so much, man. And I don't know where I'd be without you to be a part of my journey. You know, everything's on time. Everything's meant to be. And I think that the way I feel, like I said, you're one of the safest people I felt with. I felt so comfortable with, and to hold me in that safe space to release what no longer serves me in my body and to bring me back to my power is truly, it's incredible. And I have so much gratitude for you.
I want to say. I'm humbled to have been there, and you've been a wonderful soul to meet. So I always get things in return from my patients, and, you know, so feeling their positive vibration and how they're trying to serve the world too. So my heart goes out to you, and I appreciate you too.
Thank you, man. Yeah, you're one of the only few people that see me ugly cry. I'll tell you that. Well, what a beautiful thing. What a beautiful thing. But yeah, thank you for jumping on. And yeah, excited to see you again when I come back to Orange County. And if you ever want to come up to nature around here in the Solvang area, you just let me know. Bring the family up. I got my own spot up here now.
All right. I look forward to seeing you. And when we drive up through there, I'll certainly let you know. All right, Corey.
Because I'm still in love with you, I want to see you dance again. Because I'm still in love with you on this harvest moon. When we were strangers, I loved you from afar. When we were lovers, I loved you with my whole heart. But now it's getting late, and the moon is climbing high. I wanna celebrate and see it shining in your eyes. Because I'm still in love with you, I wanna see you dance again. 'Cause I'm still in love with you on this harvest moon. Because I'm still in love with you, I wanna see you dance again. 'Cause I'm still in love with you on this harvest.